Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Indeed, crises of conscience can certainly have some far-ranging consequences. Because, according to reports this week, an increasing number of South African Christians are being deported from Israel for being critical of the Israeli occupation of Palestine. In the last few months, an increasing number of Christian volunteers with the Ecumenical Accompaniment Program in Israel and Palestine have been denied entry into the country, into Israel. A South African Council of Churches delegation, however, has just returned from Palestine. Online is Bishop Charles May, who was part of the delegation. Bishop May, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Is that Shafiq?
That is Shafiq, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Bishop, just very quickly, I'm sure you'd agree, it is serious cause for concern that South African Christians are being denied access to visit Israel to have a look and see what's happening there.
Yes, it is a very serious concern, and especially, you know, with the what's happening in Israel, where we would like to be part of the peace mission in Israel.
And of course, I mean, I think we just need to quickly emphasize, if anybody wants to be mischievous, that the ecumenical program that you have, and I've spoken to many people who have gone on it, is 100% peaceful. It's an observation program, and it's all about building relationships as opposed to breaking them down.
It is indeed, Shafiq, that the EAPPI, you know, is there just to say, how can we live together in peace and in harmony, and see in each other the humanity that we have been created into. So it is very much unfortunate that they see this accompaniment as a threat instead of something that will help, you know, work things out, you know, between Palestine and Israel.
And of course, again, to just emphasize to anybody listening to us that the program is not a political one at all.
It isn't at all.
Now, you've just come back from Palestine. In your personal capacity, how did it affect you? How did it impact upon you?
You know, I must say that I was drained by what I saw. And having grown in South Africa under the apartheid, and especially when we went to Hebron, you know, where we saw a demarcation where the Palestinians are supposed to walk on the other side of the fence, and the settlers having to walk on the other side. It reminded me one day when I went to town taking the cleaners, you know, the knee blanket and the blanket thing, mm-hmm. you know, it really drained me. It really took me back, you know, to my own life. And it is appalling. The situation is really appalling. And it really needs an immediate attention that we need to do something about the situation. And not just South Africa, but everyone who wants peace in the world needs to be involved in this.
It's interesting. I've yet to speak to a South African person of conscience who has not come back from that part of the world, as you say, feeling drained, because it does become a very emotional thing, doesn't it? It's incredible how the past can just come rushing back when you see discrimination practiced in another part of the world.
Indeed. I mean, I've got a vivid picture in Hebron, you know, where there is a wall, you know, that's dividing the Palestinians and the settlement. And there is a boy, you know, a picture of a boy, you know, in the wall, it's written hope. And this boy has his hands behind he's back, and it's all about, you know, this wall is what is stopping us from being liberated, and that picture is a picture that I go with, and my prayer is that that wall should be broken down so that people could be free and walk wherever they wish to go.
Do you think that one of the underlying problems that we experience in places like Palestine, for example, and maybe even some of the problems in South Africa, is that those who are building the walls build the walls on the basis of some irrational fear, and that what we really have to get to grips with is the fear that these people experience. We have to break through that fear. Do you agree with that perception?
I do very much, you know, because, I mean, as we drove around Palestine and going to Israel, Tel Aviv, you know, the checkpoint, you know, you can see fear written all over. And the Israelis are not free themselves, and they need to be free. And that's why they have armies all over, you know. It is real fear for them. And it's fear of the unknown. And if they can just come out and say, let's sit down, let's talk, you know, and see what we can. I mean, one of the things that I realize is that's a beautiful place where if the Israelis and the Palestinians can come and sit together and talk, that will be a beautiful place to go to without fear. But the Israelis are also living in fear.
No, absolutely. And it seems as if, you know, this fear thing is absolutely the biggest barrier. Did you see any examples where this fear had broken down, and where people, the rare occasions where people were actually able to talk to each other?
Not at all. I mean, the thing is that it is so serious. I mean, you go to the checkpoints, the soldiers at the checkpoints are serious. You go to Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion, the people there are very serious. I was asking myself if they do, in fact, have a sense of humor, you know,
yes.
as people.
Yeah, in fact, I've got some friends who tried a sense of humor on the people at Ben Gurion Airport, and they got absolutely nowhere. In fact, they told me that they actually think that maybe the country does need a sense of humor sometimes, because, you know.
I think that's why they need in Israel. They don't have it.
What is the biggest message that you are going to take back to your congregation, to other members of the South African Council of Churches? Although I don't think the SAC needs any education as to about the situation in Palestine, because you've been active there for many, many years in a positive sense. But as Bishop Charles May, what's the biggest message you bring back with you?
The biggest message for me that I'm taking back to South Africa and to the diocese, and indeed to the Anglican Church, is that we need as a church, you know. And one of the things that came up from the National Coalition of Christian Organizations in Palestine, you know, they were saying to us no to shallow diplomacy. Now, what that means is that we need to be people of action, and the action is that because we have pilgrimages going to Israel, and there are areas that people don't go to in Israel. So we are saying, you know, there is an opportunity for people to have alternative pilgrimage to go to Israel so that they can see what's happening. So it is a time for us to stand up as Christians and say no to human rights abuse and violation of the Israelis to the Palestinians. We cannot allow the humiliation, you know, people being degraded like they are being degraded at the moment.
Bishop Charles May, a South African Council of Churches National Executive Member, who's just returned from a visit to Palestine as part of the Ecumenical Accompaniment Program, which does such good work in trying to bridge the great divide. But Bishop Charles May, thanks a lot for chatting to us. Everything of the best.
Okay, thank you to you, Shavik.